station promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the most popular morning show anywhere on the internet. You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Mia right here on LA Talk Radio. If you'd like to take part in the show today, give us a call at 323-203-0815. And now your program hosts, Sam and Mia.
Good morning and welcome to Monday, August 26th. Do we ever say happy Monday?
No.
Is Monday not a happy day?
We don't really. Yeah, we don't really have a.
Nobody celebrates Monday, huh?
No.
Oh, well, what are you going to say?
Typically, no.
The Carpenters used to say that rainy days and Mondays always get me down.
You know,
the Carpenters. I don't know if you remember.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like all the like carpenters that. Of the world.
No,
and I'm
no,
like,
the
why?
Group.
Is it bad for the wood or something?
Come on, wake up, Mia.
Stupid joke.
It's Monday morning.
Hey, you know, I bet people laughed at that, all right? I bet there's some people listening right now that thought that was a little funny.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. So, there.
It is pretty funny, yeah, the carpenters.
Yeah.
I guess I could see how you'd make that mistake.
Yeah, because I feel like, you know, as far as my generation goes, I don't know if that's, you know
the confidence,
exactly like the first thing that would pop into my head, but, you know, I think carpenters, I think of, you know, like Jesus and stuff. He's a carpenter.
That's true. I'm sure he didn't say Mondays bring him down, but, you know, who knows? Wow.
Oh, boy.
So we had a nice weekend out here, you know, great weather and everything.
It was really, really great weather.
Right. And it was pretty cool. And, I guess that's it. We can go home now. We talked about the weekend.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to have a busy show today. We have a couple of guests calling in and in a few minutes, and that should be interesting. Mm-hmm. And did you get to watch the Video Music Awards last night?
You know what? I didn't, but actually I saw a couple YouTube clips.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness.
Really, Miley Cyrus?
Yeah,
I watched that one.
Because
I heard so much about it.
Oh, you didn't see it?
No, I didn't see it.
Oh, you got to YouTube it.
Really?
You got to. I mean, where do I even begin with that? Seriously, she comes out in like this, I guess they have like these giant like robo teddy bear looking things. Mm. And she, you know, the flap of the teddy bear's stomach like comes open and out pops Miley. She's wearing this kind of like it almost looks like a one piece bathing suit kind of thing, like a leotard. And it looked like it was all sequins, and it had like a teddy bear face on it, and then where the ears would be was like covering her boobs. And at first, like, you know, I'm thinking like, what's up with her hair? And then I realized she was trying to do like teddy bear ears, and on her hair she had like these two like bun things on the top of her head.
Uh-huh.
So just like she come out like, you know, waving her hands and looking all poppy and cute and singing. No, she's got her like tongue sticking out, and she's like. Like, at first I thought she was, like, trying to be, like, a lizard or something.
Really?
And I'm thinking, no, those are teddy bears. I don't know what's up with that. But, yeah, just, like, making these weird faces. And I couldn't really tell because it wasn't, like, a really good picture. It was just on, you know, it was just on a cell phone. Mm. And, and she's, like, got her leg up on the thing. And she comes out. And at first I'm looking. I'm like, is that, like, underwear that's showing underneath the leotard? Like, I didn't really understand her outfit. And then I see Amazon Ashley, if anybody's ever been to Beecher's Madhouse, you would know who that is. and if you haven't, go, and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about when I say Amazon Ashley. That's what she calls herself.
Is she like a porn star or something?
She's
sounds like
a
porn star's name.
It does. She's literally like just gigantic. I mean, she's so tall, and then she wears like these crazy stripper heels, and she usually wears like very, very tight, you know, pants, like leggings, and then pasties when she's
really?
When she's at beaches. Yeah, that's usually all she wears. She was slightly more covered up for the VMAs, I mean, her butt is like bigger than me.
Really?
Yeah, seriously. Wow. Seriously, she's the Amazon Ashley. She's just giant,
she's
you know.
A big
but
woman.
She's such a sweetheart.
Yeah.
Like I've talked to her a couple times, like at Beechers, you know. She's she's super, super fun.
So it's Amazon what again? I'll look her up to see the picture.
Amazon Ashley.
Ashley, okay.
Uh-huh.
Let's see if I can find her. Oh yeah, I can see. Hold on a second.
I'm sure there's a.
Yeah, wow, she's big, man.
Yeah.
And she's got a huge ass. So I see her with the pasties and everything.
And yeah.
So she came out.
So she was on, because I think, you know, when Miley Cyrus, you know, when she would go to Beechers, she would obviously have seen Amazon Ashley and was like, oh, I want you to come, you know, be in my VMA show.
Yeah.
So, so there's this part where, you know, Miley, like, she walks out and then all of a sudden she's like, slapping, you know, Amazon Ashley's ass. I see this, like, you know,
wow.
And again, the picture's really grainy, but I see this figure come out of the, you know, corner of the screen. I'm thinking, I'll be damned, that's Amazon Ashley. I'm thinking, oh my gosh. And she's all like getting all up in there for like 2 seconds. I mean, it wasn't a super long thing, but I'm thinking, I swear that's Amazon Ashley. And then later I could see on Instagram, Jeff Beecher, the owner of, you know, Beecher's Madhouse, he had posted like a photo and he's like, oh, our very own Amazon Ashley. So I was like, wow, that was her. I was right. Then again, you can't really mistake that.
Right.
Because she's just huge. But yeah, she's awesome. So yeah, good for her. And then, so just the way Miley was dancing, she kept like grabbing her crotch. And, like, air humping and bending over.
Uh-huh.
So she's on, like, all fours and just, like, shaking her ass.
Really?
And, yes.
Up in the air.
Yeah, just being so, like, nasty. And then she's trying to sing. And, of course, it's, you know, it's live and not exactly quite on tune.
Yeah.
You know, and then the best was when they're, like, they're showing people in the audience. The looks on their faces. You know, like, you know, Drake and Rihanna and... You know, the Smith family, you know, Willow and Jaden and, you know, Will Smith. I think those are his kids' names. You know, they were there. And in fact, people are posting, like, they're doing, like, the pic joiners.
Uh-huh.
So one picture is, you know, a picture of Miley doing her thing. And then the other picture is the look on the Smith family, like, the look on their faces. You know, they got this, look like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
But it was just, you know, it was just very... Very bizarre. And then Robin Thicke comes out.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Then he was humping her or something.
She takes off. So then here, coming back to why I thought she was wearing just like underwear that you can see under her leotard.
Uh-huh.
She was wearing like a yellow, I think, like bikini type thing. So then she like straight up just rips off the leotard. And then she's got the bikini on underneath. And then she's dancing around with Robin Thicke and like bending over in front of him and just like shaking her ass up on him.
That's a picture I saw on the internet.
And,
you know?
Yeah.
He was wearing like stripes. Like
yeah, it looked like Beetlejuice.
Stripes, yeah.
Straight up. Yeah. Like, yeah. Yeah, it was just very...
Yeah.
Yeah, just very, very bizarre.
I never even heard of him until recently. Where did he come from?
I know. I don't know. But that music video is just like a bunch of like naked chicks.
Oh, really?
Yes. Video? Well, they have an uncensored version.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, called Blurred Lines.
So is that his new hit or something?
That's his main hit. Yeah, he just kind of popped up out of nowhere, I feel like. I mean, he's good. Like, I like his music.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. Yeah, just I can't get Miley out of my head, man. It was just so, and she's just like lifting up her leg and just doing like just so bizarre and unladylike and just trying to be like almost like a little bit like gangster in a way.
Really?
And trying to be all like, you know, putting her hand up like, yeah, yeah, like Miley, like You're Hannah Montana. I mean, it's definitely going to take a few more years for you to, like, grow into your womanhood to be, you know what I mean, for people to be comfortable with that. Because you're still little Miley Cyrus. You're still Hannah Montana.
Exactly.
You're just, you know,
but
you're
still already
a kid.
Shown. Yeah, she's already shown,
she's already,
though, that she's, you know, she's nasty and everything, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I feel really, really sorry for her, because I just feel like she's so confused, and she's just, like, acting out, and it's like, I just want to, you know, shock the world, and, you know.
Wants to be
just,
like Lady Gaga, you know?
Kind of, yeah, like that kind of very, like, bizarre sort of thing, but we already have that.
Right.
You know, we already have Lady Gaga and her bizarreness.
Right.
And we already have, you know, super, like, gangster rappers, so we don't really need, you know, her trying to be all gangster. It's like, Miley,
wow.
I don't know if you've checked, but you're white.
Yeah.
and you didn't start off that way. Like, there's some, like, you know, legit, like, you know, gangster girls out there, but they, you know, they've always been like that. Like, you can't switch your genres so drastically. You kind of got to ease into it, especially when you have so many, you know, so many young females that look up to you.
Right.
Maybe
she is trying to show, I'm not a kid anymore. I don't want those kids as my fans.
Yet you
know?
Pop out of a giant teddy bear.
Right.
I mean, it's like so contradicting. It's like, oh, I'm so badass, but I'm so cute at the same time because I'm wearing a teddy bear on my leotard that I'm about to rip off my body in front of the whole world to see.
Wow. There was a meme on Facebook that shows Billy Cyrus, and it says, I should have pulled out.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my
that's
oh,
a good
wow.
one.
Wow, that's so cruel.
She gets
but
into so
I
much
can,
trouble, you know.
Yeah. Well, also I think, you know, maybe she could be acting out because, you know, she had some family issues there. Like, you know, they think they got divorced, right?
Right.
Or they were separated, or somebody was seeing somebody else, and then that was kind of a, you know, kind of a screwed up situation. So that always makes a kid feel a little bit out of sorts too.
Right. Yeah. And then especially when they become famous as kids, you know, it's like
Right. I mean, you've got the whole world watching you, but I mean, hey, it's whatever. I mean, you know, it's definitely, you know, if she wanted to get people talking, she's definitely doing that right.
Right. Yeah.
You know, she's going to have a lot of publicity out of this, and you know, it was entertaining.
Yeah.
Nonetheless, just see the look on everybody else's faces in the audience.
Whoa.
But, you know, she's doing her thing and whatever. I mean, I guess she's, you know, she's not harming anybody besides their, you know, maybe reputation or, you know, the, you know, small girl fans. But
she's trying to change her reputation, I guess. But, you know, I don't know that little girls are infatuated with her anymore. I mean, she's already what, in her 20s?
Yeah,
is she 20?
I don't know. I always, you know, I'll always see her as Hannah Montana.
Right.
You
know? I know.
It's
like the same with Amanda Bynes, you know, when I see her get in trouble and stuff, I just remember her from TV when my kids were growing up, you know, we were watching that together.
Yeah.
And now she's totally acting out.
Well,
you know?
she actually has real problems. Like, she is mentally insane.
Oh,
like,
really?
If she was just kind of like faking it, I feel like they would have let her go, but they've extended her, you know, her stay in mental rehabilitation.
Oh, wow.
So
okay, well, let's take the call from the first guest.
Yeah, maybe our psychologist friend can help us out with that.
Yeah, maybe. Good morning, you're on the air, go ahead. Hello?
Who is this?
Hello?
Yes, this is Sam.
Oh, hi. Excuse me, Sam, this is Dr. Farrell. I didn't know which number I should call into.
No, you called
you
right
the
into
right
the
one.
Show, which is
I
the
did.
Good number. Yeah, there you go, you see.
All right, so we're all set then.
Yes,
huh?
So we have Patricia Farrell on the line. And where are you calling us from this morning?
New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Where it's lovely and overcast today.
Oh, it is, huh? Well, it's beautiful here, so there.
Don't tell me that.
Damn, how dare you.
Yeah.
We're going to get a lot of rain this week, unfortunately, so sunny California would be very nice for me right now.
Yeah, you can't beat our weather. That's one thing for sure.
Mm-hmm. I know. Favorite place in California is Santa Monica.
Right.
Or Morro Bay.
Yeah.
That's true.
So you come out here sometimes to visit?
Occasionally, yeah, but not frequently enough, believe me. I really need the change of everything.
Are you originally from the East Coast?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I'm one of those native New Yorkers you've heard about.
Yes, right? I've heard about
rare that. Rare kind of bird.
Right.
Specifically from the wonderful borough of Queens.
Oh, okay.
The hometown of Donald Trump and Mario Cuomo.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Good to know.
I didn't grow up in their area, so. You know, I mean, they were up the hill, I was down the hill, so
totally different
lifestyle.
Yeah, different view on life when you're on top there.
Oh,
I know.
Absolutely.
We have the hills around the valley here, too, and it's like all the rich people, you realize what a different perspective you have on life when you're up high and you're looking down on the city.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Okay. You know, I managed.
Yeah.
And here I am today. Right?
Here you are. And so, Patricia, you're a licensed clinical psychologist. Easy for me to say. Yeah. And and you're a writer as well. You've published a few books. So tell us, do you specialize in anything in your therapy?
Mostly, I deal with stress and anxiety disorders, and also medical illness, because that's one of my interests. So, you know, but I would say specifically it would be anxiety, and you know, anxiety comes with stress, and so I try to help people as best I can.
I have to say
that, because you know, there's too many people out there that saying, "Well, I have the answer." Nobody does, let me tell you. Wouldn't it be wonderful?
Yeah.
But, yes, I've written a couple of books. My latest book is Fired Up, a Shrink's Musings, and you can find that in a Kindle format on Amazon. I actually have had more than one career, so I should state that from the beginning. First career was I worked for magazines. So I was a magazine writer, and I interviewed a number of people. And then I went into psychology, and so I've melded the two. I write, and I'm a psychologist. And some of the interesting things that happened when I was a writer, a magazine writer, I had an opportunity to meet John Lennon and Yoko Ono in Toronto in a private meeting in their suite, which is absolutely
awesome.
Great.
Yeah.
You know, and I put it in the book. I have to tell you, you know, sometimes you meet people and they disappoint you, unfortunately, very famous people. Other people who are very famous you meet and you are absolutely blown away because they are incredible. I was never a fan of the Beatles. I know that may sound strange, but I never was. But the fact that I could meet him, he was in the same hotel I was staying in, and that he had somebody call me and say, yes, come up, you know.
Yeah.
I said to myself, this is incredible. And when I did meet him, I was thoroughly impressed, and I found him to be absolutely delightful, gracious, pleasant, one of the nicest people I've ever met. So that was a rare opportunity, you know.
Right. No, for
and,
sure.
That's amazing.
You know,
yeah.
Because a lot of people have a tendency to think about the Beatles in a certain way and him in a certain way, and he was a lot smaller than I thought. He was a lot thinner than I thought. I mean, you know, so physically he was a lot different. And his persona was just, this was somebody you would like to know and you would like to sit down and have a conversation with. He was just a great guy.
Wonderful.
You know, so.
And I see you bring this up in your new book, right?
Yes, I do. I write about that. And I also write about an incredible meeting that I had with Isaac Asimov, where I went over to his, he always lived in a hotel in Manhattan. There was one specific hotel he lived in, the Oliver Cromwell, just off Central Park West. And he never went out any place. So I wanted to interview him for the magazine I was working for. And he said, well, you know, everybody wants a free lunch. He said, no, I want to go out for lunch. Come over here and let's just talk. And I said, okay, fine. I spent about an hour with him, and I write about that in the book also. And he was incredible. If you are a writer and or you aspire to write, read what Isaac said, because he was a wonderful example of discipline and somebody who produced, what, something like over 200 books.
Right.
I mean, he was
become like a science fiction guru, you know.
Oh, he was in, I mean, when I met him, he already had published 125 books.
Wow.
And, you know, then he just, he went on from there, you know.
Yeah.
He worked on 9 books at a time.
Oh, my
so
God.
So you can imagine the production, and only did it himself. Never had any editing, never had any secretaries, no manager, nobody. He did everything himself.
Wow.
So that was, you know, wonderful opportunity.
Right.
You know, then of course, when I worked in different places as a psychologist, I had some incredible meetings and met people who were very, very striking in their difficulties. And I learned a lot from working in those places. And I came away and I try to give some of that information and use some of that knowledge with other people. You know, I blog every day, and I try to send out press releases a couple times a week, and I have a website, drfarrell.net. You know, and my whole theory is, if I have something that you can use, please take it and use it. I have videos up on YouTube. Use it. That's what it's there for, and I'm giving it to you free. You can download it to your computer, you know, the videos. You can download them to your iPhone, whatever you want. And if it helps you in some way, that makes me feel great. Because
right.
Then I've contributed, and that's what I think we all should do.
Yeah, and your website is full of information. I mean, you guys can spend probably hours here with all the information and stuff. So
nice.
Now you specialize in anxiety. What are some of the reasons people get anxiety like this? Because I know some people just get totally immobilized. They can't do anything, right?
Well, you know, anxiety, there's like, I think it is, the latest figure is between 40 and 50 million people in the United States suffer with an anxiety disorder. That's a diagnosable anxiety disorder that probably everybody, I have to say one thing about anxiety, it's not always bad. Okay, so let's kind of put anxiety in a different category. It's not always bad. When you study psychology, you find out that anxiety actually can be a motivator, can get you to go, but it can also go the other way, and it can paralyze you, which it does for some people.
Right.
I mean, some people, you know, mostly you have people who have, they can't drive. Let's say, obviously, you live in a part of the country where if you can't drive, I mean, what can you do? You don't have a great public transportation system, right? You don't have buses and trains and local, like we have subways on the East Coast.
Yeah.
You don't have that, so you have to have a car. You have to drive.
Right.
Well, if you have a terrible phobia of either driving or, for people in other areas, crossing bridges, you are not going to be able to go any place, and the longer that stays in place, the longer or the stronger it will get, and you at some point may become housebound, and you won't even be able to go out to see a therapist or get some help from somebody. So anxiety can be a terrible thing, and usually what comes with it, which is the other part that's pretty lousy, is that you become depressed. Obviously, if you can't leave your house and you can't go and do the things you would like to do or lead the life you would like to have or have the career you would like to have, you become depressed. Then you start feeling helpless and hopeless, and it starts affecting other parts of your life and your relationships. So you always want to kind of stop anxiety when you can. And that's when I say to somebody, you don't wait until you're in the throes of an anxiety attack, a panic attack, or whatever. You do something before it even gets to, as soon as you feel a little twinge, you feel a little uncomfortable, and you feel like, uh-oh, I'm going to get anxious, you start now telling yourself what you're going to do. So stop that. Talk to yourself and say, I'm not going to do this.
Right.
You do what we say is self-talk. And I talk about most of this in the first book that I wrote, which is How to Be Your Own Therapist. So you help yourself. You have to be your own coach. And then you have to have a few things that will really be very useful for you. Real tools, not imaginary tools, real tools. And one of them is the easiest thing you can do for yourself anytime, any place you are, I don't care where you are, that's relaxation breathing. So if you go on my YouTube channel, you'll see I have a relaxation breathing video. Mm. Very, very simple. Don't let anybody convince you that, oh, this is something you have to do in a very spec. No, please. What you really have to do is just you kind of hold your breath and you do a couple things. And that causes a physical change in your blood, all right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a real physical change, and that helps to calm you down.
Wow.
So you can learn that in 30 seconds. You can learn how to do that. And you can do that anytime, any place, anywhere, doesn't matter. You could be waiting for an elevator, and you're going maybe up to a meeting or something. You stand while you're waiting for the elevator, and you do this simple little exercise.
Right.
It'll take you one minute, okay?
Mm-hmm.
1 minute maybe. And once you get on the elevator, you self-talk then. Okay, I'm going to be fine. Calm down. It's okay. The day's going to go great. Just keep talking to yourself.
Oh, okay.
If you happen to be alone, talk to yourself out loud. Nothing wrong with that. You know, sometimes we hear people say, oh, you know, they're talking to themselves. They must really be. No, that can be that you are coaching yourself, and
right.
That's okay. Mm-hmm. So real tools, use them. Use them whenever you need them. Help yourself as much as you need to. And you can really be in charge of your life. Just take it easy. Don't be hard on yourself. You know, so I've talked enough, haven't I?
No, I mean, that makes sense, you know. And I think
right,
a lot
yeah.
of people have anxiety problems, and it's a good thing that you bring
Absolutely.
It up, you know. And I know my daughter has had anxiety for a long time, and finally she's afraid of throwing up, you know. She's got this fear of throwing up, and so that has totally ruled her life. I mean, you know, she hasn't been able to do much of anything, and she went to a program over at UCLA with a pretty high success rate, and she came out a new person, you know. And she told me, she says, the main thing is that they make you face your fears by exposing you to them, you know. I think there's a name for it. And so, you know, and that's the thing. It's just like you're saying, you know, you got to deal with it, and you got to talk to yourself, and you got to tell yourself, I can do it anyway, you know, because I don't know
like
if
just like the people with arachnophobia, they have like, you know, it's like the fear of spiders. Like, oh, that would be a hard one for me to face.
But, you know, I mean, think about it. You know, there are some fears that are reasonable. Think about a couple of fears that are reasonable. I mean, they don't have to paralyze you. But these are reasonable things. And I think these are evolutionary fears that come from, you know, a couple million years ago. And one would be, spiders. You don't want to be around spiders because you're not a spider expert. So how do you know which spider is a spider that could be dangerous and which is just one that's going to get rid of bugs in your house, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you don't want to be paralyzed by it, but you want to put it into its own, into a different perspective. I give the spider his space. He gives me my space. I stay away from him. That's fine. You know, the other one, snakes. You don't want to have to be a reptile expert. Yeah. Stay away from them, okay? I have to have somebody in the family who is a veterinarian and has enormous snakes. I mean, we're talking about big pythons, you know, beautiful snakes, but I don't really care for snakes. So, and he has other kinds of things too. And, you know, that's wonderful for him. And I don't have to see them or be near them. So that's okay. And the other thing is a fear of the dark. Well, that makes sense, doesn't it? Because if you go into the dark, you may fall. You may hit into something. You may, there may be, who knows, there may be somebody, you know, in there that you don't want to see or whatever. So these are things that you can have as a concern, and you can put them in their place so that you can function.
Right. I mean,
if you had to go into a dark room, you have a little flashlight with you in your pocketbook or whatever. Or, you know, make sure you turn the light on. That's okay.
Right.
And if you can't sleep in the dark, there are some people who can't sleep in the dark. If you want a nightlight, there's nothing wrong with it unless you have a partner and they're saying, I can't get to sleep if you keep that light on.
Right,
you know?
Yeah.
But, I mean, so there are some things that are reasonable. And, you know, crossing bridges is certainly reasonable. You know, you are prudent and you're careful when you're in a car and you cross a bridge. These are all things you can handle and you can master.
Amazing.
You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, Patricia.
So,
well,
I think your daughter, I have to say,
yeah.
I give her credit for admitting that she had a problem, that she had to go for some help, and she did, and that's a wonderful thing. That's the first step for anybody to take, is admit it and say, I'm going to do something about it.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with that. That doesn't mean you're weak, or it doesn't mean that you can't help yourself. No. You know, all of us can't do everything that we need. Sometimes we have to reach out, and somebody has to give us some help.
Right.
And that's the greatest, I should say, the indication of health that there can be, is when you reach out and you say, hey, look, I need some help with this, okay?
Right.
That's fine. Mm-hmm.
Patricia, we're out of time. I have my next guest calling in, so let's wrap up. Everybody go to drferrell.net. It's Patricia Farrell, and the new book is, what's it called, Fired Up, A Shrink's
Musings.
Right.
On Amazon.
Sounds good. Patricia, thank you so much. A wealth of information here, and it's been great talking to you. All the best to you.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
I appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye,
California.
Okay. Bye-bye, Patricia.
Bye.
Okay, let me pick this up real quick. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Sam. This is Holly Reville.
Yes, Holly. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Sorry to have kept you waiting while you're calling, but we had another guest and we didn't wrap up right on time. But at any rate, Holly, where are you calling us from today?
I'm calling you from Fort Myers Beach, Florida.
Oh, wow. Sounds pretty nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We've already asked you about it before because we talked to you about something different some time ago, but I hear it's pretty beautiful out there.
It's gorgeous. The water is just absolutely beautiful. The beaches are so, the sand is just so fine. It feels like you're walking on like powdered sugar or something
Wow.
like that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the difference between Florida beaches and California beaches. We can't really go in the water. It's kind of chilly.
Right. Yeah. No. The water there is a lot nicer.
Mm-hmm.
Remind me, did you, you're not originally from Florida, right? Did you move there from somewhere else?
I was born in Buffalo, New York, and
right.
I lived in San Diego for about 10 years. So
right.
I know all about California beaches, too.
Yeah. See, I have great memory. I knew you came from back east somewhere. I just I thought it was New York or somewhere around there.
Oh, look at you, Sam.
I know. You know, I talked to dozens
using
of people,
noodle,
but I'm still...
Using that memory. There you go.
Holly, we spoke on Facebook, and you told me you launched a new website, and I checked it out, and it's very impressive. I mean, you got all kinds of different things on here. So why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
So I launched a website called GlamEssence.com, and GlamEssence is all about, you know, recognizing the beautiful person you are inside and glamming it up to celebrate. And I,
nice.
You know, realized that through everything I've been through in my entire life, my girlfriends were always there. They're always supportive. And every time you get together, you realize, like, why don't we do this more often? You
know, right.
You forget to set that time aside to make that, and it's so important.
Yeah, for sure.
So Glam Essence has cool, fun, sassy gifts for, you know, anyone that's going to host a girl party, or if you're looking for a great gift for one of your girlfriends, things like that. We have, like, high-heel wine bottle holders and flip-flop bottle openers and hand-painted wine glasses and some things like that.
Right. And yeah, so it's not like a you can't say it's a shoe site or a clothing site or anything. I mean, you've got jewelry here. You have wine accessories. You have shoes and stuff. No, it's glamessence.com.
No, I know. It just says service unavailable. I can't get internet.
Oh, okay. Well, sorry about that.
Oh, well, I'm trying to.
But I'm looking
I'm
at the website.
I'm trying to look for some cute stuff here.
And right, then you even got wine bottle purses, which are really cool. And yeah, so tell us a little bit about this. So it's not real shoes. These are shoes to hold the wine, right?
Yeah, they hold the wine bottle.
Okay, all right. So it's not shoes that you wear.
Oh, my gosh, there it goes. Now it's working. Oh, yeah. My gosh, look how cute that is.
So these are all your ideas, Holly?
These are all products that actually one of my girlfriends has given me throughout the past, or I've given to them. I actually went back and contracted the manufacturers and, you know, got them on a website, all in one great place that you can go to and find.
That's true, yeah. I mean, there's quite a selection here.
Oh, my gosh. These are so cute. They look like wine glasses, but they're, like, super blinged out.
Right.
You see these?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That is so cute.
I know. You definitely
like
have
a lot of stuff
here. Bracelets and, flip-flops. Yeah. Wow. So you really put together, like a unique story, you know? You put together different things from different places, and... it just makes, you know, I mean, it seems like it revolves mostly around wine, but nevertheless, you know, there's a lot of gifts here, a lot of great ideas.
Yeah, some really cute stuff.
Yeah. Are you with us, Holly?
Yes, I am here.
All right. So we're doing the talking for you, if you noticed. So how long ago did you launch the site?
Launched the site back in about May.
Oh, okay. So it's pretty new.
Wow.
Pretty new. We still have more inventory coming in, so there'll be some new stuff added on. And if you follow us on Facebook, we're /GlamEssence Inc. on Facebook.
Right.
We announce all the special sales and offers and all the new products coming, and we got some, you know, funny little quote pictures that we put up there just to make you laugh.
Sounds good, yeah. And, this is cool. I love the shoe wine holders.
Yeah,
I mean,
what is that made out of? Is that like a ceramic shoe kind of thing?
It looks like real shoes, no?
It is like a resin.
A resin?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
So it feels like ceramic. Like if you dropped it would totally break.
Oh, I see. Okay. All
right. So it's kind of, it's like a... It's like it's not like a bendy shoe, like it's actual like ceramic,
right?
And then you put the wine bottle.
You're right. I thought it was just like plain leather shoe.
Yeah.
And you'd be like so tempted to wear it, but it's like, oh, I only have one of these.
So now, Holly, have you had the love for wine? Is that why you were drawn into this line?
Yeah, well, it's always our girlfriends got together over a glass of wine, and I love wine, so that's kind of where everything came together.
Yeah, so it's a natural progression to get into accessories and things like that. Are you a connoisseur of wines, too? I mean, do you understand some of these things they talk about?
It's such a vast area of knowledge that you have to acquire to be able to say that you have any sort of knowledge in this. So I don't like to say that I am, but I do know wines and the ones I like and enjoy and things like that.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's one thing I feel like I'd like to learn. Uh-huh. I really like to learn wine, so I can be like super like awkward and sophisticated about it if I'm ever out somewhere and be like... let me try this. I feel like this sort of has a musky kind of taste to it with the hint of a mahogany and a, like, you know, like, and get super technical with it and have people look at you like, what the hell? Be like, that girl is on point with her wines. Yeah. Who is she? You're
can go and do a lot of wine tasting out here in California, you know.
Yeah, I've never done that. I still have yet to
you've got to
do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really cool. And when you get your wines, you can get the accessories from Glam Essence.
Yes. This is the cutest stuff
there
ever. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
All
adorable. Right, Holly. Well, it sounds great. Congratulations to you. It's a full site. I mean, it's got a lot of different things here. And And I think people will get some great gift ideas here. There's even bracelets and necklaces, and you haven't even have your own blog here. So that's awesome. You know, you're doing something that you love and that you know about, that you're passionate about. It's amazing. You know, so.
Yeah, really cute stuff.
Yeah. And
thank you, Sam. I really appreciate it. I appreciate you having me on the show, too, and getting to talk about my products and all the leopard print and zebra print. We got party napkins, like, have different sayings on it, like, enough with the damn juice boxes, mommy needs a cocktail.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's what those are. They're napkins. Okay, that's so cute. Forever 29.
Yeah.
I like that, because no female wants to, like, turn 30, especially out here. Like, it's like a big no-no.
There's some funny things here, yeah. I mean, if 40 is the new 20, cellulite must be the new tattoo.
That's a good one, yeah. That's so funny.
So this is good stuff, yeah.
Cute.
Well, wonderful, Holly. Well, I'm glad to have talked to you and gotten this opportunity to get to know your website and your product. And everybody go out and check it out. It's glamessence.com. And yeah, and if you have questions, contact Holly. I'm sure there's a contact link here and everything. So everybody check it out. Beautiful website. And I'm sure you'll find something you like here. So,
thanks, Sam.
My pleasure, Holly.
Don't forget to like us on Facebook.
Yes. Thank you so much, Holly. Yeah,
all
everybody.
Right. Talk to you soon.
Yeah, like them on Facebook too. Okay, take care, Holly. Bye bye.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. I know everybody wants to be recognized on Facebook.
Yeah.
But it helps, you know?
Cute.
I mean, it helps. You know what I read on Facebook?
What did you read?
They're saying that Facebook friends could change your credit score. What companies are doing now is checking out your friends on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
And if they see that some of your friends have, like, bad credit ratings, they figure that maybe you do as well, you know?
Oh, my gosh. Can they do that?
So you got to choose your friends. I don't know if they can do that.
Wow.
They can do whatever the hell they want, you know?
Oh, man.
I know.
I
got
to, like, go through my list and be like,
I know. 4,000 friends, man. That's too many.
I have to block you. I'm so sorry. But why? We've been friends for like 12 years. Well, you see, you just got bad credit.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I have to block you.
Yeah, oh, I'm telling you, there's like
no... How does that conversation go down?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I guess it goes down like that. That's what I just did.
Yeah,
that was
exactly.
The conversation.
You just tell them what kind of credit do you have, because I may not be able to be a friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. Just like that. Cut and dry. Mm, get it. What? Sorry.
That's
I am on it today, man.
Yes.
It's Monday. I'm just... Yeah.
Yeah.
It's happening.
Yeah.
It's Monday.
But I like seeing people start their own businesses and stuff because, you know, the bottom line is you don't want to work for the man.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to get rich... and successful and be doing what you love to do, then you gotta be in your own business, you know.
Mhm. Yeah. Yeah.
And
she's got some really cute stuff too. I'm
she
really
does,
about
you know.
That.
I mean, I like that, you know. And I'm not a woman, but it's mainly aimed towards women, you know. I mean, purses and high heel
shoes.
Right. Yeah. And things like
See
that.
Sam, like, walking in, like, stuff a couple of brews in one of those wine purses. Like, oh, look what I got.
Yeah.
It's like leopard print on the outside, but you open it, and you're like, just kidding, it's beer. I'm sure that would go over so well in somebody's man cave.
Some of the bracelets.
I got friendship bracelets.
Yeah.
Who wants one?
That's funny, man.
Like, Sam, I think we need to talk. You are no longer invited into our man cave get-togethers anymore. What's up with this girly stuff? No, just kidding. It's cute. I do like the decorated wine glasses, though.
Yeah.
With, like, the little, feathers and glitters.
I know. I mean, when you look
so
for gifts for wine lovers, that's the way to go.
Yeah.
That's
the way to go.
So I forgot what you started telling us before the guests called that I interrupted you, but We'll come back to it, whatever it was.
I don't know.
Yeah, we always forget, but that's fine, you know.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
No, I think what I was going to say after the first guest, because she kept mentioning,
right.
You know, like, oh, you know, the first step is admitting that you have a problem.
Right.
And I'm just so thankful. That's one thing I always, you know, I've been able to do, you know, with my Hello Kitty issue. First things first, I admit that I have a problem.
You have a problem.
You know, that's usually what I tell people. To be like, you know, you have a problem, right? Like, actually, yes, I do.
Yeah.
I do. I can admit that. I know that. That's step number one, and I've got that down. Got that down, Pat.
But I've got to tell you
that I've got a problem, and I love Hello Kitty way too much. The end.
But I got to tell you though that I'm seeing more and more cars like that. You know.
Right?
Yeah.
Especially once you've seen it, then you know what to look for. It's everywhere.
It's everywhere. I mean, all these girls with their Hello Kitty, you know?
Yeah.
It's amazing. It must have leave a big impression on you when you were a kid, you know?
It did. It did. You know, it's just... Because I was so young, it's like every Christmas and birthday and whatever, people get me Hello Kitty. So you accumulate a lot over the years.
Yeah. I know. Well, at least it's cute, you know, so what the hell, you know.
Yeah, it doesn't affect
everybody's
my life
allowed
too much,
some idiosyncrasies, you know.
Yeah.
Wow, that's funny.
Yeah.
So you have, like, your whole car is full of Hello Kitty, right? Your phone has it. Does your iPad have it on there, too?
My Hello iPad, Kitty? You know, I was looking yesterday at the store. See, because I like my iPad cover has, like, a... You know, the little thing where you can, like, prop it up nicely.
Okay, yeah.
You know, so it, like this, so it stays up like that.
Right.
And the only, like, Hello Kitty covers that I can find are just, like, the sleeves. Oh. Like, they don't actually have the, you know, the little thingy to prop it up. So it stays upright and you can change it. But, oh, believe me.
So put a sticker on there.
It's the first thing. The first thing that that I thought of. Actually, I had a sticker on here and then it just kept falling off because it's like leather material.
Right.
And stickers don't really want to stick to leather very well, I guess. So, yeah.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm.
You may not never outgrow it.
I probably won't ever outgrow it. Unless just... hope to God that I have a daughter so I can keep all of it. Just give it to her. Be like, look, you're just going to grow up loving Hello Kitty. And if you don't, I'm going to make you. Just kidding. No, but I will definitely make her have a Hello Kitty bedroom.
Sure.
Because she wouldn't know any better when she's born. She's just an infant. You know, she can't make any decisions, but she's going to have a super girly, you know, princess type bedroom, and it's just going to be covered in Hello Kitty.
And then she'll grow up and be a teenager and protest and act out and rebel and shit, you know?
Right?
And then it's like, the hell with Hello Kitty, man. I want to be a tomboy.
But even when I was going through, like, my super, like, you know, goth phase and whatever, I still wore Hello Kitty. Like, I have Hello Kitty, and she's, like, giving the finger, and she's in, like, fishnets and a leather jacket. Like, yeah, that's how serious it is. Even when I was going through a super badass phase, and I listened to music that sounded like, you know, that was my impression of, like, screamo status. I was still rocking the Hello Kitty. So I'm a strange
well, that's
child. That's okay.
Yeah, what the hell?
I think I turned out all right.
Yeah.
And now all of you guys get to listen to my idiotic words and such. So there you go. Congratulations.
Right.
Yep.
Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Well, thanks for making it on time. I know you had traffic problems this morning.
Oh, my gosh. I did.
We're glad
they were doing construction on Laurel Canyon.
Right.
Yeah. Anybody from this morning, I don't know if it's taken care of now. I'm definitely not taking that way home.
Yeah. And to do it rush hour, you know.
Terrible. Terrible timing and everything. It's just like, that's the most sinking feelings when you're looking at a traffic light and it's green, nobody's moving. Then it goes yellow and then it goes red. All right, whatever. And then it goes green again and yellow and red like three times and you still haven't moved.
Wow.
But you're on Laurel Canyon, so it's not like you can be like, oh, I'm just going to take the next turn out of here and, you know, flip a bitch and go around the other side. Like, no, no, there's none of that.
No, you're stuck.
Pretty much stuck.
Yeah.
So,
and that's what creates a lot of stress and anxiety, you know, and that's, I think, why people have, like, road rage and things like that, you know.
Yeah, because it's frightening. You have somewhere to be, especially on a road like that. You have nowhere to go, but whatever. I made it. I was here, and it's Monday,
and Hello Kitty.
And Hello Kitty, yes.
All right. Okay, well, everybody, thank you for joining us, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Mia, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question for the show or if you'd like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please send an email along to sam@latalkradio.com. Sam in the Morning with Mia is a production of LA Talk Radio, where we say what we want.